And so, as our heroes made their way to the top of the world, they pondered for a second to remember those who had fallen along the way, some drawn to the mystic of the Orient, some to rejoin the journey of another kind. But as their band of followers grows and grows, this narrator stops and wonders if anything could ever have been different. Nah, fuck it. I'm Tim Jellyman, and this is the Darmalars.
Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
This is usually how a podcast goes.
But not in Seattle.
Here we are in Seattle at the Comic-Con, according to Ralphie.
And I've already cursed, which I did. Okay, our last Comic-Con show last year, I started off saying, fuck you and fuck me.
Fuck this shit and fuck you. It's the Darmalars podcast. But hey, guys, this is the Darmalars podcast. First Darmalars show since like 2 weeks ago. And then
sort of. We had the listener show earlier this week. Anyway, like I'm Ralph.
Show.
I'm Ralph.
And I'm Ben.
And this is the Darmalars. And we are live in San Diego.
Yes, we're at the Sale Plaza at the comic book convention.
And we're right in the middle of the, what is this, the autograph table?
Yeah.
The autograph floor of the Comic-Con.
I wish you guys could see it. It's beautiful. The ocean's right outside. There's dolphins jumping through the air and a rainbow and a pot of gold. Tell them whatever you want, dude.
I guess.
We don't even really have to be in San Diego.
Well, this is the first time we've actually recorded in front of somebody else besides just producer Ryan, who's also here today.
Yeah, they're all wrapped.
And they're all taking pictures, which I think is throwing off our game a little bit, but I guess I'm fine.
I never had a game to begin with, so it's all good.
So Ben and I and about 6,000 other Lost fans just got out of the
Lost
panel.
Starring Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse.
And before we get to the panel itself, I don't know if we talked about this last year, but the lady...
Oh, my gosh.
That tells everyone to find their seats at the beginning of the, con.
She's like a facilities lady that will not stop talking.
I was really, really going to try to make this a family-friendly podcast, but this lady was a real C word.
I was going to try to make it really family-friendly, but then this heinous bitch wouldn't shut up.
Oh, my
God. So I had to call her out on it.
Like, you've heard me complain about Damon and Carlton, belittling their emailers.
Yeah.
This lady... takes that to a whole new level.
Well, what happens is you sit down in the room. They let you in the room really early so they can get everything sorted out before the panel starts.
Like, what, 2 hours early? Hour and a half?
Yeah. And this is like the third time we've done it, and it's been pretty much the same every time.
Yes.
And the entire hour while you're sitting there in a room full of people crowded in, she's talking like every 5 minutes about how you should sit down.
Like you're a child.
Like she's the
and
only smart
person
the in the world.
And then the people who've come in not, 3 hours before, the panel starts.
Yeah.
She belittles them as soon as they come in saying,
you should have gotten here earlier.
You should have gotten here earlier if you want a seat.
She talks like this the whole time. It's really irritating.
I am completely against men beating women.
Let's just start off every show with that. That's a good thing to mention.
I wouldn't mind hiring a woman to beat her.
Because that's okay. We've always.
And I'm sure there'd be plenty of volunteers.
Women on woman violence.
Anyway, that's before the panel.
So anyhow, that was before the panel.
Do you want to jump right into the panel? What do you want to
do? Yeah, I think we have to talk about the Lost panel right now while it's still fresh in our brains. Because I can't remember breakfast. So.
God, that was a long time ago.
Damon Lindelof, Carlton Cuse, they came out. They showed a clip from. It's not even like from the DVD, possibly.
It looked like a segment from the DVD release of the season 3 DVD. It was kind of a recap of.
Talks about the others.
Yeah.
Talks about how this season is kind of devoted to the others. A couple of the writers that are not Kusilov talked about how there should be like a requiem for the fallen random others in the background.
Jeff and
Richard and
Steve
and that guy.
But anyway, it was this video, and of course. You have to have all cameras off during the video presentations.
Yeah, you know.
And it's really hard because we're kind of high on Comic-Con excitement that it's kind of hard to process everything that they send us. Go for it. I'm totally thrown off, by the way. You know how I'm not very much
okay,
of a
public
speaker.
Okay, so like you said, we're kind of high on the Comic-Con, so it's hard to follow what they're saying. But, yeah, so they had that little video about the others, and then Kuselov talked for a little bit. They didn't talk for very long. It's not like they had a lot of...
Well, they were really cute because they brought out these bells.
They were pretty cute.
They brought out these bonnets. Bells, and essentially what these bells were for was the anytime somebody...
Got too
one
close.
Of them got too close to spoiling something big or talking too much, the other would ring the bell.
And so it's like, because they knew that they're skating on the edge in terms of what they can talk about before they start revealing some fucking shit. So
yeah, and Lindelof said that they had been drinking ahead of time, so...
Yeah, that's true.
They were afraid that they'd flap their gums.
So they had these bells out, and then it kind of became a gag, like... They would have to ring the bell pretty early because, of course, everyone steps up and asks, like, how's the show end? I noticed on your show, Lost, there's a mystery. What's the answer?
With all the monkeys, it's not like in the movie.
Ding. So they did that. And then do we talk about the special guest? Or?
Yeah, go ahead. Because you know what? Apparently it was spoiled yesterday at some other convention
television. They were doing some television. It wasn't an upfront because the upfronts were a while ago, but they were doing some sort of TV thing.
And you guys are completely spoiler free as far as the show goes and any kind of story thing, so you might not want to listen to this, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Harold Perrineau, who plays Michael on
Lost, that was a lot of notice
back.
You gave him.
You know...
Brace yourself, Harold Perrineau's coming
you
back.
You know, we never give spoilers.
Brace yourself.
We never give spoilers,
so
you hear the word spoiler come out of my mouth...
You should fucking hit the dirt.
Yeah.
Look out, Ralph said spoiler.
So, anyway, Harold Perrineau came out
coming back.
With a strange V-neck shirt. Did anybody else think that the V-neck shirt was strange?
It was like a light lavender V-neck shirt and jeans. But it was they did like a little psychodrama before he came out.
With the bells.
Yeah.
Like Damon and Carlton were
they were
both
asked
talking.
A question by a plant.
Yeah.
About Perrineau, about when his character would come back and what we'd find out about him.
And then there was a very faint sound of a third bell
ringing
off stage.
I led you into it at least.
Yeah.
Thanks for backing me up.
I was watching
when
the
I'm
stage.
Wrong.
You're watching the giant things.
Yeah.
Anyway, Harold Perrineau comes out, and everyone goes crazy, and I was fired up.
It was cool to see him.
And I started trying to snap pictures with my very loud cell phone.
Yeah, Ralph's cell phone is still set. I'm a camera. So he talked about 28 weeks later. By talked about him, I mean he mentioned it. Or Damon mentioned it.
Damon mentioned that 28 weeks later was Kick-Ass, which I believe we reviewed on past episode of The Lars.
Yes, we did review that. So
go back and listen to that. DarmLars.net.
Go back and listen to that.
Archive section.
So he didn't have much to say, and no one in line, I think, was ready to ask him a question because they got in line before he showed up.
It's hard to ask the actors questions because they don't know the answers.
Yeah, but
So like last year I asked a question about something that really didn't have to do with storyline specifically.
Yeah, you asked Daniel Day Kim and Jorge if they had any favorite fan theories.
Yeah. And that footage is up on DarmLars.net in the cinema section.
But I think you can still ask him like you'd have to ask him actor specific stuff.
Yeah.
You can't ask him about like the story, which is just as well because what are you gonna ask about the story? Like I said, they can't give it all away.
No, they can't. Bells proved it on several occasions.
It was the ringing of the bells in there. So Perrineau is out for a while.
So what the producer said is that Michael's back, and it's not just flashbacks. It's not just flash forwards. His character is back in the story.
Yeah, he's a series regular.
It's not like Boone coming back, you know, every once in a while. Yeah. This is like he is back.
Yeah, he's returned.
He's back in the storyline. So that should be interesting.
So they mentioned that. What else did they talk about?
I don't know. My notes...
The DVD should be coming out December 11th, they said.
Which we knew.
So, that's news.
Let's talk about something that I'm excited about, because I'm almost drawing a blank on the panel we just watched.
Are you going to have to get up and leave
if
you see this guy?
Here's the thing. Yes. Here's the thing. You guys know that I'm into film music, and you guys know that I love the music from Lost, and Michael Giacchino is in my top 10 easily.
Of dudes you want to bone?
Yes. Trombone. So we're sitting here, and before the panel start, there's a side door that's on the same level as us. It's like on the floor, and I saw Damon and Carlton poke their heads out.
Yeah.
And I pointed out to you guys, and then they disappeared before too long, before I was able to say, hey, look at those guys. I just started doing hand signals, and I think they noticed. And I think I creeped them out because my hand signals were all over the map. So anyway, I've been keeping my eye on this door. This guy comes out with a hat on.
Was he from Boston and very excited about something?
Yeah, he had a total hat on.
He had a hat on.
And I was like, holy crap, that's Michael Giacchino. I swear to God, that's Michael Giacchino.
That's awesome.
So I yell across probably five people to Jay. And I was like, dude, is that Michael Giacchino? And he said, and we're looking. And I noticed that Jay didn't commit to an answer whether it was or not until Giacchino smiled.
That's odd.
So Jay from the Jan Jack podcast will be able to recognize you if you smile, which I thought was strange.
He always looks at teeth. He's like a dentist that way.
Peer pressure set in, and everybody yelled at me to go up and bum rush him.
I picked you up, I'm pretty sure.
And, like, me, Jay, Jack, and Director Cliff from the Jan Jack podcast.
Yeah, they converged on him.
Rushed the area that we had. We practically knocked down the official Lost podcast as we went over there. And this very strong-looking woman stopped all of us in our tracks and said, what are you doing? And I knew that there was no answer that could be said that would have allowed us to pass this lady. She looked like Large Marge from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Before.
And I got to tell you, like, I thought I was going to crap my pants because, A, I'm staring at Giacchino, who's about probably 5 yards away.
And he's in your top 10.
And it's like, there's no way you can answer this lady. So Jay says, oh, we really need to talk to that guy or something to that effect. And I was like, of all the answers that can possibly go through my head to answer this lady, like what we're doing. That wasn't one of the ones that was going to fly.
You should have told her your sweater was in there.
And so I just... So we just walked away dejected, and I think that the Peanuts theme played as we slowly walked away.
Slowly walk away and lay down on your face.
And long story short, cut to after the panel, I waited outside the exit of the ballroom.
In case Giacchino came out.
In case he came out with an iPod that was fixed with a mic that Colleen from MetroBuzz was so kind to let me...
Steel.
Sweat all over with my sweaty palm and
nothing happened.
So right now I'm trying to do this podcast with people watching me, which is a new experience. And also I'm keeping my eye out for Giacchino so I could bum rush him.
Yeah, if he shows up here, he's getting an interview.
And anyway.
I want to ask you about your top 10 composers.
Shit. You know is what? This isn't even the I didn't even say the best part. No, fuck you. This is, now we're going to flash back to when we got dejected.
Okay.
So we go back to our seats, and Giacchino's still standing there. Yeah, this is like the best part of the story.
Yeah.
And they're playing this loud music the whole time, which is not Lost music. It's some whatever music.
It's peppy.
And I'm standing there, and I see Giacchino, and the music stops, and my brain is going crazy. My brain is going crazy, and I just decided, you know, screw it. And I just yelled really loud. Giacchino. Really loud. It's like everybody like just happened to stop their conversations right before I said this. And he turned towards me and I think I gave him a thumbs up or I just pointed at him and he definitely nodded back.
Yay.
And I was very excited. And Palmer from the Scott and Steve boards sent me a text message, and he heard me yell because he was on the other side of the room.
I think most of the room heard you yell.
I think all 6,000 people heard me, and it was awesome because I just stood there staring and then, like, looking back at Jay and just, like, smiling like a little boy with a brand-new lollipop at the fair in 1940, whatever. Stood there staring at him, and he was talking to somebody as I did that, and...
As you yelled out his name.
And he decided to look back towards me. And I gave him the thumbs up and he gave me yet another nod.
Nice.
And it's one of those things where it's just like, this is someone whose career I've been following for about 10 years now. And
with
just
great
being
interest.
The same, just the being in the same room is enough to get me my hat on. So that was the highlight of my day, and now I'm going to email him and say, hey, I was that guy in the yellow shirt that
yelled
your
you.
Name. So
Too bad Seattle
really,
Jimmy wasn't here.
Really want an interview with that guy. Really bad.
He's scanning the crowd like mad. Like, he's going to come in here.
I'm not even paying attention to what you're saying.
I know, but that's the same.
So anyway, get back to the panel. Is there more?
There is more. There's the
keep
best,
going.
There's the best, most awesome part.
Go for it.
The video at the end.
Do you want to get to the video at the end?
Well,
is
mostly
there more?
It was like Q&A. If you want to see the questions that got asked and answered, I'm sure those
will
be
online.
Well,
let me ask some of the people here. What are some of the highlights as far as Damon and Carlton, like, giving specific answers? Oh, we will find out this season, and this is a spoiler alert, that Clara will find out that Jack is her half-brother.
Yeah.
We will find that out.
They danced around that one. They said they couldn't answer it, but then Damon was nodding his head.
Yeah,
yes,
the bell was going
very
off
animatedly
in Carlton's hand, and Damon was...
Yeah.
What else? Anything? Ben accidentally fell Russo's trap.
Yeah.
It was not planned ahead of time.
That was confirmed.
And they did mention that we will find out what Ben was doing at that time. He got trapped.
Yeah.
Like, what journey he was going on.
The person that asked that was tried to ask that and whether or not Ben Linus killed the real Henry Gale.
Uh-huh.
And they made the questioner choose. He was like, okay, if you had to pick one of those for us to answer.
Yeah.
So,
what other answers did we get? Definitive answers from them? Can you guys think of it? I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, there was one person in the crowd that asked, "What questions should we be asking?"
Yeah.
Which
that was a good question.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like wishing for more wishes. Really,
someone did ask. I was going to say Michael, but ask Harold who he thought was in the casket.
Yes, that was a good question.
And he brought up the scan, the high-res scan of the crumpled
article.
Up paper, and he believes that it is
Locked.
It is Locked. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, he made it. I think he was leading us down the garden path, like telling a joke. He made it seem like it was going to be Michael, but then he said Locked.
Yeah.
At the last minute, which
I can't. Oh, also, and this is such a staggered podcast right now because we literally just got out.
Well, you're overstimulated, dude. We're gonna have to.
One of the things that they did show when we first showed up was footage and early renderings of the Lost video game.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Which looks like
you
play.
It doesn't suck. Yeah.
It looks like you play as Jack Shepard.
Yeah.
And apparently he's gonna fight bats.
Yeah, he's got like bats in his hair.
Yeah,
they're in my hair. They're in my hair.
I think one of the bats touched me. Very interesting. It looks like you get to explore some of the main areas in the Lost Island. Bunkers, but AKA hatches. The camp.
Yes.
The beach. There's even a shot of Hurley, CGI Hurley, getting some food off of the supply shelf.
Off the racks.
I
hope you put... that's one of the tricks to the game is you have to put the cereal on the left to get onto the next level.
You're going to fucking piss off Rose if you don't. I'm going to tell you that right now.
She comes out and chases you off. Game over. If you say live together, die alone one more time.
Other stuff in the video game, they mentioned that that it's currently being made in Montreal.
Yeah.
And the voice acting hasn't been done by the actors yet. So a lot of the voice acting, the temp voice acting was
by
French Canadians, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Damon and Carlton funny.
the video.
You want to talk about the video?
The video
you're
going to
piss your pants.
Part,
go
I
for
think.
It. Talk a long time.
Okay. So they're at the very end, and Carlton had actually been teasing toward it for a while, they showed a video that was... They did another psychodrama where they're like, oh, they found all this footage in a bin somewhere, and they sent it to us, and we edited it together for you guys.
And like, they had been teasing since pretty much minute one about...
That there was going to be something.
There's something big at 5:59.
At Dharma. They were also saying it was going to be Dharma. And so it's opens up, and it's poorly spliced together, as usual, jump cuts and stuff.
Sorry, I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what Comic-Con's all about, is
a
rando guy just showed up, hovered behind Ben as he was telling his story, did some gesture, looked at what was going on, and then took off. So go on with your story.
I didn't even notice. I was entranced in the story I was telling.
Go on with the chlorophyll.
So it starts off and it's like it's almost like a behind the scenes of a Dharma Initiative orientation film shoot. It's yes. like it's got Marvin Candle. He calls himself something Hallowax. Remember his first name? Greg or
you get the name? Steven. Does anyone get the name now?
It's something Hallowax. And it's just like him getting set up to do an orientation film. So he's like putting on makeup and he drops an F-bomb in the video, but that's later on. He's carrying a rabbit.
Yes.
He's a scientist, not an actor. That's what he says off camera. Like when,
yes,
the, when he
this is
the
like when they're
rolling.
Prepping the cameras.
Yeah. They're picking up the table, so we should hurry up.
Oh shit! They're
so
picking
up
the tables.
He's got a rabbit in his hands. The rabbit's got the number 15 stenciled on the side. Was it 16? 15? Rabbit's got number 15 stenciled on the side, and as they're talking. He's talking about how safe things are in this new station, the Orchid, which I hope we've learned more about.
Yes.
And something falls down behind him, and he looks up, and there's a rabbit on top of the shelf, and it is also number 15.
Oh, that's what was going on.
And everything goes ape shit, and there's like a warning siren going off, and he drops an F-bomb. He says,
okay,
what the
this
fuck?
Is what's happening now with the podcast. I want to try something right now.
Okay.
If we can get the Dharma Army to help us carry this stuff, we might make this a podcast on the go. All right. So what I'm doing is I'm taking my mic, and now it's handheld. Ryan is still listening because producer Ryan's here.
Where are we going?
I am going to get Jen.
I think
get
maybe,
Jenna to help
maybe
me
we
out
do need
here.
Help. We'll see.
You could take that. All this right. is great. I'm loving this.
This is the live.
I'm
going to
throw
the
my notes in your bag if that's okay.
Radio.
And Ralph, I'll hold the
follow
mic.
Us. Okay, so we're walking away from this area.
Okay.
Anyhow.
And we are moving. So this is what Comic-Con's about. We tried doing this on the floor, which is working out great. But
yeah.
Now if someone could totally get a picture of what's happening now,
I know,
it would
be awesome.
Be totally awesome.
It's
we
like
got
a, it's like
Ryan
a
walking
odyssey.
With the laptop. Ben looks like he's talking while I'm talking. Ryan's laughing.
I'm not Palmer
talking
while
you're
talking.
Palmer from the Scott and Steve boards is carrying the mixer.
Let's,
and we look
down.
like a
there?
Moving, I don't even know what. Is Ben still talking?
I'm talking
okay.
when
you're
going to
let Ben talk. Let me know when he stops talking.
Okay. We're
now
we passing. Now
heading
you know,
out.
We should talk a little more about Comic-Con itself. We're now passing like an entrance hall to one of the areas where they have all the different panels in their conference rooms.
Man.
So we just walked out of the autograph area into the general convention area.
Okay.
And now we're just going to sit on the floor and. We don't have much more to say, but we can probably pass the mic around and get some of the Dharma
Army. Yes, we
can.
We're definitely going to. Since I'm actually in this position, I'm standing up, which is another first for the podcast.
Yeah, we've got
last
from
week,
last week
I
we were
sat
on a
down.
Bed to now this you're actually standing.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, what we're going to do now, since there's obviously no format to this show because we just got evicted
from
our table.
Yeah, we're not
going to
do chapters or anything.
This is great. I'm loving it. Okay, let's start talking to some of the folks that are with us.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at questions, so Ben, if you want, you can stand up too. Come on.
I was just thinking that maybe I'd sit down.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Well, I mean, I was going to hand mics around and stuff.
Yeah, hand the mic around, and I'll be the guy that talks to them.
Okay. Okay, then Ben's going to ask you a question.
Yeah, step up to the mic, introduce yourself, and I'll ask you a question.
Everyone's scattered. Everyone totally scattered. Okay, I'm here with Cliff, with 1F, Armstrong. He is the director of the Lost Vidcasts, and he is also probably itching to go back to the room and start editing the entire panel, which I guess you don't really have to edit much. So anyway, I'm going to hand it over to Ben, and I'm going to hand you the mic.
What's up, Cliff?
Okay, this is not a advertisement for the Jan Jack podcast. I am a guest.
That's
only.
Right. Thank you, and please behave.
But you can find out Jay and Jack's podcast at No, I will not do that.
No, go ahead. Drop it, dude.
All right, www.jayandjack.com. And, yes, we did record the entire panel. And Ralph and Ben did mention a couple of spoilers on there, but you'll get to see it all, hopefully, in three parts. The first part is going to go up there tonight, which is Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay,
26.
It's Thursday.
The 26th.
Oh, yeah, the 26th, yeah.
Well, like it matters.
Well, tonight, tomorrow, the
tonight,
next
tonight.
Day, but you'll get that directly from them and the special guest.
And Cliff was actually editing in our room last night for some video footage that you shot yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely on YouTube. What we're doing is, since we are at Comic-Con, we've made a little video that gives you a little taste, presented by, basically, it's everybody here, all the fans and all the friends, and you know, that have really made this thing come together. So
that's cool.
In that case, go to YouTube. You'd have to type it on. It's a little bit weird with the search engine. I don't think it's quite gotten its rounds yet.
Yeah.
But you could search for Cliff you could search,
and we can put it up on our page.
Kind of like my name, yeah. And I'll definitely give you guys a video link.
Cool.
It or an email.
So check it out on darmalars.net. You can pick it up there too.
Darmalars.net, YouTube, jayandjack.com.
All over the place.
All over the place.
So what's your impression? This is your first time at Comic-Con, right?
It was a blast. I think I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Waiting five hours in the airport to get here. And I must say I'd wait an entire day.
Just because it's an experience.
Yeah. And when I was in the airport, I was like, oh gosh. I shouldn't have done this. Oh, I hate Jay. But then when, you know, everything came together, this is my first time to San Diego, first time to Comic-Con, kind of blew me away. Speechless. And to, on top of it, you know, record the Lost Podcast panel. I was there at Paramount today. I recorded a lot of their panels. That'll go up on YouTube.
That's cool.
Indiana Jones 8.
Oh, yeah?
Or 2008, I should say. Indiana Jones, the next one. Stardust. Star Trek.
Nice.
And J.J. Abrams' codename Cloverfield, although he was there and I recorded it, he did not give the name of the movie.
Still no title, huh?
Still no title.
Wow.
So we're kind of
hoping that would come out today. How did Stardust look?
Stardust looked great. We saw about a 2-minute clip about kind of where the hero meets the...
Claire Danes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they'll pull it off really well, but it has to come from with the book. And there was a question in the audience that said, how much of the book will be reflected in the movie? Because a lot of the movies nowadays, it's like it's truly not reflective of the book.
They have to trim the fat a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And they said about 80% of it will be in the film.
That's huge.
So huge chunk. And, you know, they're taking in mind that they got to keep it as a film.
Yeah.
If they kept the book, you know, straight off, then the hero would... have to be, you know, would be introduced 30 minutes into the film. And you can't do that.
You can't do that with a movie. Cool. Well, thanks for coming by and saying a thing or so. Ralph, you want to pass the mic to someone else?
Here we go.
Yes. Anybody else want to talk on a podcast?
We could get Colleen in here. We could get
Palmer. That's it. I'm calling up Palmer.
Okay.
I'm not going to call you by your real name. If you want to be called, you're going to have to go ahead and say it on the podcast. If you want to reveal your real name.
My real name is Kirk.
Yay. So for those of you guys on the scottandsteve.blogspot.com and the new Scott and Steve forums, Kirk here goes under the name Palmer Eldritch.
Eldritch, yeah.
Yeah, which is a Philip K.
literary reference.
Spoiled it. So this is your first time at the con. Is this your first time in California?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of San Diego? Warm?
It's all right. I like the trolleys.
I
spent all my time. The zoo was fantastic.
You actually went to the San Diego Zoo today. How'd that go?
It went damn well. I have pictures of warring polar bears.
Now you showed me this picture, and we're going to have to post it up on MySpace or somewhere. These polar bears are going at it fighting style, and it's a great picture. What do you think of the con so far, and what do you have to tell people who are not sure about coming to San Diego Comic-Con?
I will say the exhibition hall on Wednesday night is busy.
Yes.
So busy you can't do anything. But
yes,
as Ralph advised, once people are actually doing stuff,
panels are open, it's good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a plus that a lot of the nerd factor gets kind of spread out.
The nerds are still there.
And it's just...
whether you want them to be or not.
Yeah.
One thing, Ralph, you forgot from the panel.
Oh, please, by all means.
I know. We just got confirmation that we would get flash forwards and flashbacks.
Yes, thank you very much. Someone paying attention, because I certainly wasn't. Yes, Damon and Carlton did say that Lost will be flash forwards as well as flashbacks. Ben's going to take
it. They kind of mentioned that it would be like 3 time zones. Kind of like, I think wasn't there a Sonic game like that, Ralph? Where if you did something on the Sonic CD, if you made it good, you could make like a good future or a bad future. But yeah, it was going to be, now the show's going to be past, present, and future. Did you get to go to any other panels today? Or was
no.
No.
Aren't I boring? We're at the zoo.
Until we saw you, huh?
But we saw the polar bears and other animals.
Probably a giraffe, maybe?
No.
Oh, did you get a Moldorama? Oh, no. You didn't get the Moldorama. Did you see them? Did they actually have one? Oh, that's too bad.
No idea where they are. We're going to go back, though, get the giraffes and the lions and tigers.
That's awesome.
You can get, for an extremely low price of $107 American, you can get a 5-day pass to SeaWorld, the San Diego Zoo, and the San Diego Zoo's Wild Animal Park.
Which I highly recommend. There's a lot less walking and a lot more tram riding there.
Oh, so we definitely saw apes. Apes would be the great thing to see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did they try to hunt you down and put you in nets and cut your tongue out and lobotomize you?
Not yet.
Awesome. Yes. So are you done? Do you have more? You want to talk more, don't you? You love being on the Lars.
Oh, yes.
let's go to a pair of folks who I recently had the privilege of being on a show with. You go ahead, drop that. All right. And this is John and Colleen from the podcast Metro Buzz. And this is John. John.
Hello, Dharma Lars fans.
And is this your first time in California?
This is actually my first time in California, which is kind of crazy because I'm actually moving out here in a month and a half. So this is a very, very weird, appetizer to my California experience.
Yeah. Are you going to be in the Southern California area?
I'll be in LA.
Okay. So it's fairly close.
Yeah.
Fairly close. I'm sorry, but the Mystery Science Theater 3000 actors are just walking by us right now. There goes Mike Nelson, Bill Corbett, and the other guy.
Ralph just wet his pants.
I'm sorry.
Well, I have to look away from Ralph's massive erection right now.
He's staring at it. Stop lying.
God, he always has to blow up my cover.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Man, this might be easier if I just let them go at it. They're much more entertaining and better on the fly than I am. Okay, so this is your first time in California, and this is your first time at Comic-Con.
Yes, first time.
What are your impressions?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we haven't gotten to see a ton of it yet.
Okay.
Because the majority of our California trip has been waiting either, on a line or on an airplane that doesn't leave the, tarmac.
Yeah. Luckily, this is only Thursday.
Yes.
We have plenty of time. From the things that you've just walked by and glanced, is there anything like you're really excited about or...
I just want I'm here for the whole experience. I think Colleen feels the same way. We're not about booking panel after panel after panel. We just want to take in everything.
Yeah.
So I haven't even gotten to hit the exhibit hall yet. So that's going to be probably first on our list tomorrow or Saturday.
Definitely.
But just take it all. Because it's one of those things you don't want to plan it too much.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be dead by the end of the day.
Yeah. I think a bit of advice is Saturday is the big panel day.
Yeah.
And if you're not interested in those panels, the exhibit hall is the place to be.
A little more clear,
Even though I heard that Saturday is sold out, and they're talking 124,000 people.
Well, tell us about the line. You joined us online today.
Today I went, I gave line Jack a call, crazy. Or I gave Jay a call.
No, you called me.
Oh, I called Colleen.
You called me, not Jay. You called me, bitch.
And I went down to meet up with them in line because I figured, they're in line to get their registration.
Yeah, we were
and
already pre-registered.
Like, okay, sounds cool. It took me, how long did it take me to walk down there to where you were?
Probably about half the time it took us to walk all the way down there.
The line, I can't even describe how far the line was.
It's one of those, there's the, no, okay, keep
would
going.
Would you say half
no, there's
a
the
mile?
Envelope. Nope, okay.
It was almost a half mile. It went
half a mile?
All the way around the convention
center. Yeah, man, this place is big.
If you go on Google Maps and look at the convention center on Google Maps, imagine the people wrapped around that.
Yeah, or if you check Google Earth right now, because we were probably online long enough that a new picture was taken of the satellite. So you can see Ralph in his big yellow shirt, next to us. That we're probably
that you can
there.
Get at shopseminate.com.
Jeez, Ralph, you're always pimping your shit. That's so obnoxious.
I didn't pimp it on my last show.
Like
I didn't
that.
Pimp it on your show. And we really like the
shirt.
Do
you guys want attention or something?
You saw me standing up during the panel facing the whole crowd like practically pointing at my shirt.
I will attest, I was sitting, I guess if Jay was five seats away, I was like four seats away from Ralph, and I heard him scream Giacchino, and I will firsthand account that it was the fucking funniest thing ever.
I'm going to tell you something.
We should probably say the reason Giacchino might have smiled back was he thought Ralph was our special interest buddy that we took along to Comic-Con with us.
Awesome. I want to bring up, since I'm getting burned so heavily right now, here's something that happened.
I told you.
Here's something that happened on my way to meet up with Colleen, John, and Jay in line. As I was walking by, a guy pointed at me. And this is what he said to me. He said, "Hey, you're friends with Jay and Jack."
And he has his bright Dharma Lars shirt on.
ShopSaminate.com. And I have to tell you, I was devastated that this guy decided that, I don't know. I'm wearing a shirt that says Dharma Lars. I'm sorry. There's so much going on at the con right now.
There's a
black suit Spider-Man just got a picture from Cliff.
A poor man's Spider-Man. Like if Jude Law was going to play Spider-Man.
Let's just say that I wish the MST3K guys were walking by now. Because they would have had something to say. Anyway, I don't know. What'd you guys think about the panel?
Wait, don't you want to finish your story?
I already finished while you were looking at Spider-Man.
Shit, son. Just kidding.
I was thinking about, never mind.
I thought we should have found that guy and had it and cut the line. I was all for that.
Which guy?
The fan guy. Fanboy.
The fanboy? Oh, yes.
I thought we should have cut the line.
Yeah.
The end. That's my end of the story.
We were gonna use Jay's celebrity to cut in front of this guy in line.
I was like, at the very least, get him to stand there and hold up.
And I gave the guy a button, and I regret it. So, guy who listens to Jay and Jack, who said you're friends with Jay and Jack, I want my button back. Contact us at Darmalars.
John's not allowed to hold the mic anymore. I laugh too much, so I'm going to give it back to Ben.
Barbecue sauce.
Thanks again, guys.
Thank you, guys. That's Colleen and John from Metro Buzz.
Is anyone else?
We can't say their name enough. Metro Buzz.
I think you can.
We've been on the Darmalars, blah, blah, blah.
It's still not enough. It's still not as many times as Jack mentions our show on his. Is there anybody else? Cliff, you're itching to get in here.
Cliff's back up again.
JanJack.com. And I also have my own podcast.
Subtle.
I also have my own podcast. And what this podcast is, it's original music. And each episode, you will not find the same music ever repeated again. It's an improv podcast.
Improv?
And the name of it is called TheJamCast.com. You can find it on iTunes. You can also go to the website, the-jamcast.com.
And there you go.
Do you play the music, Cliff?
Cliff does play the music.
What instrument do you play?
Yeah, I do play the piano, and I'm kind of working on guitar. Jay's also a musician, too. And if you, Ralph, are a musician, you compose some stuff, then send it the way. And, yeah, that's what we do.
Does he jam with you ever?
Eagle Ears Darmalars listeners know that the only instrument I know is the nose flute.
The nose flute. If we could get an electric nose flute orchestra jam, then maybe we could do that.
Send it to the Jamcast. It doesn't matter what music style it is. It's going to appeal to everybody, and hopefully it'll start to take off.
Generally, we focus on awesome. That's the general style we use.
All right, we will focus on awesome.
That's right.
The awesome Darmalars, the awesome Jay and Jack.
Awesome Metro
Buzz. The
awesome
Metro Buzz.
Awesome Palmer.
And the awesome Jamcast.
That sounds great.
Did anyone else? Did you want to step up? Anyone want to say
Michael,
anything?
Michael, friendly communist from the Jay and Jack boards. You don't want to?
Nope.
No, he's good.
All right, I think we're good then.
I think we're good. I think that this place is shutting down.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that they're going to relocate us yet again. I heard Michael Giacchino is signing autographs down in the Inkworks booth, which... I don't have anything for him to sign, so I think I'm SOL.
Have him sign Colleen's iPod while you ask him questions.
Could you sign this really slow for me? So anyway, guys, I think that's it from Comic-Con.
How y'all doing?
Glad to be I'm back doing good. Show. Ryan, yeah, Ryan, okay, get the mic back up to Ryan because there's something that he needs to do here. Ryan, what do I need to do to make you giggle?
I don't know.
What if I had a long black wig on? That is an inside joke that you will probably never hear on the podcast.
Yeah. But it's great to be here. And for those of you who remember last year's episode, I said I would never come to Comic-Con because...
Now, a person that's a fringe nerd, how are you dealing with the excitement of Comic-Con?
It's pretty cool. The Exhibition Center has much to offer. There were great... there was
Do
like
you
a
see
bookstore.
This warrior behind you? How are you
yeah,
with that guy?
That's the stuff I don't like. Yeah.
What about guys all dressed the same in their yellow shirts?
Totally cool. ShopSam.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, I think that's going to wrap it up.
That's
what are we
about
on
it,
length,
yeah.
What are we on lengthwise here, Ryan?
I'm about 6 inches. What?
40 minutes. 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
All right, guys.
That's fine.
This is it. And this is Ralph.
And Ben.
With the Dharmalars signing out from San Diego, California, and Comic-Con.
That's right. It's been a good day, and we'll see you guys next week or the week after that, sooner or later. So, yeah, that's it. Lars de la Vista.
I don't have a line to go out on, so see you laters.